On the count of three, everybody run back to your fantasy. Now,
WGXC, founding underwriting support, is provided by Rip Van Winkle Tobacco Free Action of Columbia and Greene Counties, working to reduce cigarette and tobacco marketing in and around stores, for kids' sake. TobaccoFreeNYS.org.
We're on. This is Olivia.
And this is Marie.
And you are listening to WGXC Radio Explosion.
And Courtney happens to be in Haiti helping starving families and sending over nuclear energy.
Actually, it's solar energy. Close, not nuclear.
That would actually be a bad thing.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, she's over there helping people produce natural power from the sun, which is pretty bad behind. So good luck, Courtney. We miss you. But in replace of Courtney, we have Nikki. Hi, Nikki.
Hey.
Nikki says hey.
She's just observing today.
Yeah. Which is good. So today, what we have for you is not really a discussion, but kind of lighten the mood with music that represents feminism.
Since last week we did feminism, we did a couple interviews, talked about it. I'm sure you guys learned a lot from it. But today, we're just going to base it upon mostly just music and kind of like artistic things that have to do with feminism.
Lots of celebrities and people in the music industry are really interested in pushing women out there and women power. And one of my favorites is Beyonce. So hopefully you can be empowered by how we run this world. All right.
To run
run this back. I'm prepping for the girls who are taking over the world. Help me raise a glass for the college grads. 41 roll it and let you know what time it is. Check, you can't hold me. I work my 9 to 5, better cut my check. This goes up to all the women getting it in. You want your prime. To all the men that respect what I do, please accept my shine. Boy, you know you love it. How we smart enough to make these millions, strong enough to bear the children. Then get back to business.
That's I like that song. I think they took that from
that Froggy song, right?
It's not a Froggy song.
No, it's like a song like with like frog voices.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
No. however, Pond the Floor by Jamaica made that song. Close. Oh, you can say Jamaicans are frogs,
that
I don't.
Song that's on here that we freestyle to.
Yeah. Should we freestyle? Are you queuing in?
Next week.
What?
Feminists in our history.
Oh my gosh, guess what?
So many.
You weren't like
I wasn't, nobody heard me, right? Olivia forgot to turn up
no.
my mic. I was wondering why I couldn't hear myself.
No, because like technical difficulty, guys, this won't happen again.
You didn't miss anything important, but basically there is a lot of feminists in the history of the world, but mostly America, because we've been more successful in America with feminist movements. So Jane Addams, Susan B. Anthony, of course, Dr. Elizabeth Blackwell, Pearl S. Buck, Matilda Jocelyn Gage, Fannie Lou Hammer, Breida O'Brien, and Bell Hooks are a few of them. And I'm going to recite you guys a poem by Bell Hooks that kind of has a little bit to do with feminism itself. I don't know what it's called, but you guys can just give it its own title. For me, forgiveness and compassion are always linked. How do we hold people accountable for wrongdoing and yet at the same time remain in touch with their humanity enough to believe? Usually adult males who are unable to make emotional connections with the woman they closely choose to be intimate with, are frozen in time, unable to allow themselves to love for fear that the loved one will abandon them. If the first woman they passionately loved, the mother, was not true to her bond of love, then how can they trust that their partner will be true to their love? Often, in their adult relationships, these men act out again and again to test their partner's love. While the rejected adolescent boy imagines that he can no longer receive his mother's love because he is not worthy. As a grown man, he may act out in ways that are unworthy and yet demand of the woman in his life that she offer him unconditional love. This testing does not heal the wound of the past. It merely reenacts it. For ultimately, the woman will become weary of being tested and end the relationship, thus reenacting the abandonment. This drama confirms for many men that they cannot put their trust in love. They decide that it is better to put their faith in being powerful, in being dominant.
That is stinking deep.
So, do you think that's true? Like, if a man's mom isn't there for him as a child, he's going to treat women bad, like, throughout his life?
I strongly believe that that is true. Actually, I have a friend, shout out to whoever you are, who had a problem because she said that her boyfriend was, like, messing around looking at other women. And I asked her, like, what was up with the guy? He was like, well, his mom died, so that could be, like, a key point. Like, because your mom died, like, men would probably find other women to take the role of the mom, you know, like, oh, like they said that if a son is raised up with a nanny and a mom and whatever, then he would be like more key into finding more women. Like he'd be like a playboy. But that's just a stereotype. I don't know if it's true or any or anything, but I do find that if, yeah.
Well, like, you know how, like, guys who have their, well, this is kind of off topic, but not really, but guys who dads, like, growing up, their dads have beaten their mom or whatever, and they grow up to, like, do the same thing to their wives and their girlfriends.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess Chris it kind of.
I don't know. I didn't mean to, like, flat out say that. But, yeah, he was saying, like, his mom was abused.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't want to do that.
Well, it doesn't justify it, but that is a reason for why, like, that would happen.
However, we shouldn't blame moms. Like, we shouldn't blame women. Men shouldn't blame women. Like, oh, I wasn't raised this way. You know, I never had the love. Like,
we should be accountable for our own actions, exactly. Regardless of what we've been through. It's just something you have to, like, get through and something you have to get over in order to become like a better person. Like, don't let it create you, like,
don't let it
into something
you.
Like wrong.
Yeah. I mean, if a guy wanted to stop the abuse with his mother, then he wouldn't be abused to his baby's mom.
Like Bell Hooks said, it just reenacts the issue.
It doesn't really stop. If history repeats itself, unless,
yeah, it's like a cycle.
Yeah.
Huh. What do you know? I think we just had a light bulb.
Light bulb. Yeah. So here's a little song called Unthinkable.
Well, I guess we'll tell you later.
All right. Are we about to, like, battle out right now? Okay. So here's the song Unthinkable by Alicia Keys.
Yes.
Superwoman by Alicia Keys.
Nothing seems complete. I stand up and I'm searching for the better part of me.
Yeah.
I hang my head from sorrow.
So much.
State of humanity.
What's up?
Gotta find strength in me.
So that's an empowering song, I must say.
Yeah, I kind of like that song. My mom loves singing that song. How is your mom? Your mom's a superwoman? Jeremy?
My mom is a superwoman.
Jeremy's
Hi,
our
mom,
music.
Hi, mom, if you're out there.
Hi, mom.
Yeah.
My mom is a superwoman, too. She's a superwoman. Anyways, yeah, so we have another poem by the famous
Audrey Lorde.
Audrey Lorde.
This is just a short stanza of a long poem that I found the most interesting. I could smile and turn these frogs into pearls. Speak of love, our making, our giving. And if the spell works, shall I break down or build what is broken into a new house shook with confusion? Shall I strike before our magic marriage turns
shall
color?
I strike before?
Yeah, that's all there is. Well, that's just, like, kind of love empowering, but when you think of feminists and women, I think most people think of, like, love and hearts and girly stuff, which is, like, a stereotype, yes, but it does happen. I can't change it.
When I think of feminism, I think of taking back what's yours.
I think of a bald fist in the air.
Ball fist?
Like
ball,
a bald
oh yeah.
Fist. You know that painting at school with that lady with like her, she has like a tattoo on her arm and she's wearing like a
riveter,
cut-off
shirt. The
riveter? Yeah. Isn't that it?
Yeah, that is.
Isn't that something to do with feminism?
It does. It's like back in like World War II when women were like making junk for the World War, obviously.
Oh, yeah. And they like didn't want them doing it or something.
Yeah. They put them into the workforce to building like weapons and stuff like that. And it kind of like raised the whole woman power because they were like doing men work while men went out to fight. Women were making armaments for the men.
So it kind of like united them and made them like understand each other a little bit more instead of saying, oh, women can't do that.
Yes,
like,
we can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yeah. You should put me on a track, Marie. I think I'm ready.
Duh.
Speaking of track, we should like... Never mind.
All right. That'll be for next week, I think. Yeah. But last week, we had an interview with a feminist named Kat, who went to Bard College and studied philosophy and feminism. And we actually still have a clip of hers, which is going to be pretty much the conclusion to our show. So... Hear it be.
Is there anything else about like future feminism? Do you think there would be like a fourth kind of feminism or whatever?
I don't know if there would be a fourth wave of feminism.
Yeah.
There might be, like, human beings' thought and consciousness are always evolving. You know, we're always coming up with new ideas and new ways to look at things. I would say that if there's anything that I would hope to see from feminism in the future, this is going to sound crazy, but it would almost be like the destruction of the category of feminist. Because we should all be feminists in a sense, but it shouldn't be this special other thing. The way that we think about life should be as individuals and as human beings and not defined by gender. Wow. You know, so I don't think that only women should be feminists. I don't think that feminism should be its own specific movement. I think that once we stop seeing people based on what gender they are and more on their capacity and intelligence as an individual, that's what I would like to see from feminism.
Do you write poetry, right?
Yeah, I do spoken word.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have any, like... Oh, I'm sorry for putting you on the spot. Do you have any, like, any spoken words or your poetry about feminism?
I actually do. I have one that's memorized. Let's cross your fingers and, like, hope that I...
All right, so we already showed you guys the poem, so we're not going to do that again. We don't have enough time.
Even though it was a beautiful poem, nonetheless.
Yes, it was. It was very, very deep, very intellectual. But... Basically, like, what do you think, if there was a fourth wave of feminism, what do you think it would be?
It would be like, forget it, like, there would be no feminism. It would be like the end of feminism. There would need to be no woman this, men that. It would be like, yeah, all right.
It should be like human nature to be a feminist, yeah. But not have like that label for it.
Just like how everybody adapt to, all right, I might get like,
so like
Black
evolution.
Right? Yeah, like evolution. Like everybody's into Black power. There's only a few. Everybody into the gay rights, only a few. But there's like there's a whole nother level where like everybody's into like women empowerment, but they're only like fews against it.
And maybe eventually everyone will be like gay power, like everyone will just, that'll just be a part of like,
yeah.
I mean, maybe like 10,000 years from now, considering
if we ever live that long.
There's so many haters. But we have another song for you. This one's called Novocaine by
Frank Ocean. Oh my gosh, finally they edited. This is my song and my man. So hopefully
it
you
doesn't
guys
really
can
relate to the topic, but it's like a banging song.
It's sexy. If we can say sexy on the radio. Can we say? We can say sexy.
Sexy. All right.
See you guys. This is us signing off of Radio Explosion. We love you.
I started something. I got what I wanted. Did and I can't feel nothing. Superhuman, even when I'm f***ing Viagra, popping every single record. Auto tuning, zero emotion, muted emotion.
pitch corrected, computed emotion. I blame it on a model bra with a Hollywood smile. Ow. Stripper booty in a rack like wow. Brain like Berkeley, met her at Coachella. I went to see Jigga, she went to see Z Trip. Perfect. I took a seat on the ice cold lawn. She handed me an ice blue, whatever. She said she wanna be a dentist really bad. She's in school paying for tuition, doing one in the valley. At least you're working, but girl, I can't feel my face. What are we smoking anyway? She said, don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste a little taste? Novocaine, baby. Baby, Novocaine, baby, I want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone, love me none. Love me none, love me none. Numb, 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 numb. Sink full of dishes, pacing in the kitchen for breakfast. Yikes, bed full of women, flip on a tripod, little red light on, shooting, I'm feeling like Stanley Kubrick. This is some visionary sh- been trying to film pleasure with my eyes wide shut, but it keeps on moving. I blame it on a model bra with the Hollywood smile. Stripper booty with a rack like wow. I'll never forget ya, you put me on a field and I never had, never had. Never had. And ever since I've been trying to get it back, you pick it up and put it back. Now I'm something like the chemist on campus, but there's no drug around. Quite like what I found in you. I still can't feel my face. What am I smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste a little taste? Novocaine, baby, baby. Novocaine, baby, I want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone, love me none. Love me none, love me none. Numb, 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 numb. Novocaine, 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 Novocaine. Numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain.
Put it together, had a love, had a love. over here, now you over there. It's all night to stare. The way you're moving your body like you never had a love. Never had a love. When you was just a youngin', your looks were so precious. But now you're grown up, so fly, it's like a blessing. But you can't have a man look at you for 5 seconds without you being insecure. You never credit yourself, so when you got older, it seems like you came back 10 times over. Now you're sitting here in this damn corner, looking through all your thoughts and looking over your shoulder. See, you had a lot of crooks trying to steal your heart. Never really had luck, could never figure out how to love. How to love. See, you had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you in this corner trying to put it together. How to love. How to love. For a second, you were here. Now you over there. It's hard not to stare. The way you're moving your body like you never had a love. Had a love. Oh, when you had a lot of dreams that transformed to visions. The fact that you saw the world affected all your decisions. But it wasn't your fault, wasn't in your intentions to be the one here talking to me, be the one listening. But I admire you popping bottles and dipping just as much as you admire your bartending and stripping, baby. So don't be mad, nobody else tripping. You seen a lot of crooks and them crooks still crook. You see you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, could never figure out how to love. How to love. See you had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you in this corner trying to put it together. Far from the usual. Far from the usual. You see, you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't ever figure out how to love. How to love. See, you had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you in this corner trying to put it together. How to love.
Hello, you are listening to W.